Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 19 kuNhlangula 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
makungayenzeka ukuthi inikeze lesi sikhundla sokuphatha ezangekhaya enhlanganweni efana le-Patriotic Alliance. Ngibona angazathi abantu baseZimbabwe bazathwala nzima kakhulu.
Ukugcotshwa umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kwele South Africa, abadabuka eZimbabwe bengelaqiniso lokuba bazaphathwa njani ngohulumende womanyano.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe National Aid Diaspora. La maya amaqembu asekhiphile imbiko bemkhalela bekhalela le muli yase. Njengoba sikhuluma kanje, siyahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi siyefika eGwazana.
Ziyakhala intatheli izindaba kulandela ukubhubha komunye wabo uLusiyasini. Umthethwandaba kamantshi ulahla isicelo samalunga ebandla le-CCC abotshwe ngesonto esokuthi akhululwe. Sonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo umsakazo. Umkhokheli webandla le-African National Congress uMnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa usephinde wagcotshwa njalo ukuba ngumongameli wakwele South Africa emkhosini oqhutshelwe ePitoli namuhla. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithi zikhathazekile ngokungazi ukuthi zizaphathwa njani phansi kukahulumende womanyano ukhokhelwa ngumongameli Ramaphosa. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba esePitoli kwele South Africa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngomunye wenkokheli zamazwe ebesemkhosini wokugcotshwa kukaRamaphosa emofisini kahulumende e-Union Buildings ePitoli. URamaphosa ukhokhela uhulumende womanyano obunje ngemva kokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kwele South Africa. Ibandla lakhe lehluleke ukuthola amavoti eneleyo obekuza kwenza ukuthi libumbe uhulumende lizimele. Libumbe uhulumende womanyano lele Democratic Alliance, Inkatha Freedom Party kanye le Patriotic Alliance. Uhulumende omutsha lo uselethe imibuzo ukwesaba lokungahlaliseki kuzalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala lokusebenza kwele South Africa. Lobanje abanye bekholwa ukuthi abantu bokuza baza kuphathwa ngcono phansi kukahulumende omanyano. Abanye bathi balovalo ngoba phakathi kwalo umanyano zikhona inkokheli eseziveze kwacaca ukuthi azithakazeleli abantu bokuza. URamaphosa uthembise uZulu ukuba uzabusa ngemfanelo.
Those who seek to stand in our way, those who seek to inflame tensions in our country, will not succeed because South Africans are resolute. Because democracy lives in the hearts of all our people and shall never be dislodged.
Uhulumende wakhe ubeveza kungakenziwa ukhetho ukuba ngabathakazeleli abadabuka eZimbabwe abalamaphepha eZimbabwe exemption permits. Bebefuna ukuthi basuswe kulelo lizwe angaphelelwa isikhathi sokusebenza amaphemithi la. Kodwa lokhu kukhanya sokuvinjwa umthethwandaba we-Constitutional Court. Umgcinihlalo webandla le-Democratic Alliance elingxenye kahulumende womanyano unkosikazi Helen Zille usanda kutshela bezindaba ukuthi akavumelani lokho kusenziwa nguhulumende kaRamaphosa.
We believe that the
ikholwa ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezaphiwa amazepu kufanele ziphiwe ubuzalwane bakwele South Africa ngoba kudala belapha njalo sebenze okukhulu ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wethu.
Abanye bathi balovalo ngumkhokheli webandla le-Patriotic Alliance uMnumzana Gayton Mackenzie laye oyingxenye yalomanyano yena ofuna bonke abaselizweni ngongekho emthethweni bakhitshwe ngokuphangisa.
We work with anybody's test that all we want is mabahambe
What you agree with Mother Hambe?
Siza sebenza laloba ngubani ovumelana lathi ukuthi yabo kuza bonke abangela mvumo ukuba kwele South Africa abahambe.
Mother Hambe and Kenny must be the Home Affairs Minister. Mother Hambe, once you don't come with it, don't waste your time calling us.
Bakhona njalo abakhathazeke ngenkulumo yomkhokhelo webandla le Inkatha Freedom Party, umnumzana vele Nkosini Hlabisa laye oyingxenye yalo umanyano.
The way the foreign nationals are being treated in South Africa.
Siyakhathazeka ngendlela uhulumende aphatha ngayo udaba lwabantu bokuza njengoba besekelwa nje bengena santando elizweni emngceleni evuzayo.
Then they can't ensure that our borders are not porous.
Zonke lezi nkulumo leziphakamiso ezivela uhulumende womanyano sekulethe ukukhathazeka kuzalwane zeZimbabwe. Umgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Phoenix Foundation umnumzana Dumisani Leya uthi bamadolo nzima.
Abantu ababuya elizweni laseZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi abasoze bebe besaphephile. Ma kungayenzeka ukuthi inikeze lesi sikhundla sokuphatha ezangekhaya enhlanganweni efana le-Patriotic Alliance, ngibona angazathi abantu baseZimbabwe bazathwala nzima kakhulu.
Umgcinihlalo weZimbabwe Progressive Foundation umnumzana Lance Mlilo laye uthi besaba uMakhenze.
Wathi akabadingi abantu beZimbabwe, udinga iministry ye-Home Affairs leyamasosha leyamapholisa, okuyiyo-ke eyiyo fanele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa izophusha kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe. Sizobona kusenzeka i-mass deportation abantu bokuza, especially abantu beZimbabwe, ibona engicabanga ukuthi bathagethe kakhulu.
Kodwa igqwetha lezamalungelo umnumzana Vusi Muzi Sibanda uthi luhulumende ufanele alalele okuthiwo unkosikazi Helen Zille kudaba lwamaphemithi e-ZEP aphiwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe.
Uma ngibhekile ngibona sengathi nje cha, okubalulekile ukuthi uhulumende omusha singamkhuthaza ukuthi abantu be-ZEP kabanikeze ubuhlali ibe indaba ephelele ivaliwe, ngoba yilokho okwenziwa nase-Angola. Ngoba uma kungenjalo kuzobuka sengathi umthetho usebenza ngokungafaniyo phakathi kwabantu abakwizi mezifanayo.
Kukhangelelwe ukuthi uMongameli Ramaphosa akhethe amalunga edale nabaphathi ntambo okulinyathelo elizacacisa loba abakumanye amazwe bazaphiwa amaphepha okuba selizweni ngokusemthethweni kumbe bazadudulwa. Mele Studio 7 ePretoria kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kusenjalo sesilokhe sokudaba oluphathelanelo le South Africa. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala khona le bathakazelele ukwethulwa umthethwandaba izolo we-Constitutional Court olahle isicelo sikahulumende sokuzama ukuguqula isinqumo se-Pretoria High Court esakubeka sobala ukuthi akukho emthethweni ukuvalwa kohlelo lwamaphepha eZimbabwe e-exemption permits. I-Pretoria High Court yethula nyakenye isinqumo lesi ngonhlangula, kodwa uhulumende wathi kahambelani laso. Abakunhlanganiso i-Helen Suzman Foundation abaphikisa okwenziwa nguhulumende owaphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba bathakazelela ukwethulwe i-Constitutional Court ukuhlaziya lolu daba. Sixoxa lomnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi oyinhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa.
Inkantolo zonke zilokhu eziqhuba nje imeseji eyodwa ukuthi into eyenzakalayo yinto esiphalisa igunya labanye. So ama-rights abantu ababethole ama-permit previously abesencindezelwe. So kuyakhanya mpela ukuthi ne-Constitutional Court ifaka mpela isinqumo esifanayo.
Ye, nxa sokunjalo-ke abadabuka eZimbabwe sokumele benzeni? Uyakhumbula ukuthi kwayenziwa isinqumo lesiyana ukuthi kumele kodwa belokhu belungisa amaphepha abo khona?
Kufanele, kudala vele abantu sibacela sijaba aplayela ama-waiver. Naye nje uminister nakhona challenge le decision ube uyikuthi uyakuvuma ukuthi uzanika abantu ama-waiver ukuze kuwaive ama-requirements la behluleka ukuwenelisa. Uminister yena into akhala ngayo ukuthi le nto i-temporary ayeke ikwazi ukuhlala ikhubeka lokhu i-temporary. So ngathi kukhuthana nje thizana okusokusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi sokusetshenziswa ama-court. Kodwa-ke yena uyakuvuma ukuthi abantu aba-applyele ama-waiver abese banika ama-waiver bese bekwazi uku-applyela ama-mainstream permit ukuze beye ku-mainstream system, bangabi ku-temporary system edinga ukuthi njalo nje i-cabinet ihlale phansi.
Ye kodwa abantu bakwenza yini khona go mkwalansi kuba sebezihlalele nje kumele linkantolo sonke sakho
ayi ebhadi ke inhlahlembi sibili abakwenzi abantu abaningi yebo vele bakhona sebekwenza kodwa la manje lokho sisithola umuntu afone ukuze ukuthi kanti mkwalansi sekwavalwa yini uthola ukuthi akula muntu olalelayo masicela sithi aplayelani phela ama waiver ngoba bakwenza kube nzima even mase kuyi negotiation ngoba kuyathi hayi abantu bakini abafuni uku applyela ama documents so abantu baningi abalokho bengaka apply la manje lokho kuyikuthi uyezwa lo lalowe ngone buza ngathi abajahanga nje bazisalela
lo umnumzana Bongani Maswi Mkhwananzi obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kokuhlanganiswa eZimbabwe community in South Africa obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 ese Johannesburg. Ziyakhala intatheli izindaba ezikunhlanganiso abakunhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye labanye abazi intatheli izindaba iStudio 7 uLucy Yasine obhubhe ngomvulo uLucy obelesifo semvukuzane wake wasebenza eZBC leSABC engakaqhatshwa ngumsakazo weStudio 7 umnumzana Njabulo Ncube okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum ngomunye abakhala ngokutshona kukaLucy yena owake wasebenzisa igama elithi Mavis Gama.
Sibuhlungu kakhulu thina abeZimbabwe National Editors Forum lamanye amaqembu asekhiphile umbiko bemkhalela bekhalela le muli yakhe njengoba sikhuluma kanje siyahlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi siyefika eGwazana lapha abehlala khona simelele ukuthi sizwe ukuthi abantwana ade bengaphandle kwelizwe sebefikile umsebenzi ukhutshwa.
Ye ngihambe sikhangela ke uLucy lapha siyakwazi ukuthi silusebenze kakhulu njengomuntu wesifazana singathi ke isimo sabo sabesifazana sinjani khonapho ke ngamabushane babancane
isimo besi sihlupa kakhulu ngikhunjuzwa umpikisha wakhe oyiwo ebengikhuluma ngayo izolo labakhulu bamajournalist ama-editors engidescribe ngesikhiwa ngathi this was an iconic picture ipikisha umfanekiso wakhe lwana ebemthatha echaywa ngamapholisa eHarare yiwo umfanekiso onilokhu engihlezi lakola kathi sikhuluma nje kanje ngoba that's an iconic picture ube ngomunye abalutshwana omama abazintathe zindaba engibaziyo ukuthiwe khona bachaywa ngamapholisa eZimbabwe Republic Police ufakazi ubukhona imfanekiso yakhona ikhona ngiyayibona lokho ihamba iyaphuma ku-social media ube ngumuntu ehlukene labanye omama ngoba ube lesibindi umfanekiso lwana ophumayo ngiyathemba ubonile uyatshengisela isibindi abelaso lokuthakazelela umsebenzi wakhe balutshwana thathe lezindaba ezibomama ebezisenza umsebenzi oyenziwe ngusisi uLucy ngilokuthaba njalo ukuthi ngibonile amaqembu aphikisanayo lawa abepolitics bekhipha ama-statements bekhuluma ngomsebenzi omuhle abewenza
lo ke ngumnumzana Njabulo Ncube okunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Editors Forum obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Umthethwandaba kamantshi eHarare lamhla ulahle isicelo samalunga ebandla le-CCC abotshwe ngesonto esokuthi akhululwe ngoba ehlale esitokisini okwamalanga edlula amabili okungekho emthethweni. Umantshi unkosazana Ruth Moyo uthe lokhu akusoqiniso. Omunye wamagqwetha amela ababotshiweyo umnumzana Tinashe Tinofukuthwa utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebecele ukuthi umantshi abanikeze izizathu ezilotshwe phansi ngalokhu. Uthi baphinde bakhonona ngendlela abantu laba ababotshwe ngayo ukuhlukuluzwa lokutshaywa kwabo. Uthi bazaqhubeka kusasa ngesicelo sabo sokuthi behlolwe ngodokotela njalo bakhululwe ngemali yesibambiso eyebail. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lomnumzana Ngqobani sithole ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho.
There are conflicting judgments and financial. The constitution it yona akumelanga uhlale more than 48 hours. Estokisini. That excludes Sunday and holidays. Because the Sunday is Saturday, you see, court day. It's a release from custody, not a release. released from facing our charges. So I want to labana kathi kumele ba release baba proceed by way of summon. Kodwa uJustice Mabhika wenye ikhesi nxa uzakhumbula eyomimfotha wabulala omnye umgqwetha owayesegweru. Wathi yena i-release umuntu angahlala estokisini more than 48 hours. Akutho ukuthi kumele a-release. Kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi umuntu lo can claim ama-damages of unlawful detention. Lo le eyokuthi kumele uclaim ama-damages hayi angihambelani layo. Mina ngihambelana leyokuthi you have to be released immediately.
Ukubotshwa kwabo kwakusemthethweni yini?
Nase sikhangele ukuthi abantu abasemzini e-private home babotshwe njalo ngendlela engibona ngani babotshwe ngayo ku-social media. Yikho esibisele emuva kakhulu. Actually kuyayangisa ukuthi in the 21st century.
Kodwa kwakufanele becele imvumo yini?
Hatshi. Nxa this is a private place dealing with their own internal issues, akwangela imvumo efunekalayo. Vele umthetho awutsho khonokho ukuthi kumele kutholakale imvumo.
Inani-ke? Nxa inani liphezulu.
Regardless of inani, it's about imeeting. Because imeeting singaba u-100, sikhuluma ngento e-private about our own thing. It's not, the public does not have access to it. So, that's the mischief.
Amagqwetha abo athi bachayiwe, abanye babonakala bequla.
Kufuze bahambe esibhedlela, bayebonwa ngudokotela. Ozanikeza determine ama degrees of injury. After investigation, they can sue the state. The challenge esilayo is that Zimbabwe, which is different from South Africa, in South Africa there is an independent body that investigates ama police. This Zimbabwe is expected with ama police that you watch a video as investigate as tole elecala. You can imagine what will come out.
Lo mnumzana Ngqovani Sithole ingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho obekhuluma le Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Wezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakwele Russia mnumzana Vladimir Putin uselobalane izivumelwano ezimbalwa. Lo wakhe omunye owe-North Korea uKim Jong-un eziqoqela ezomvikela ukuthengiselana impahla etshiyeneyo lokunye. Uhlangothi olubona ngelungelo loluntu olwe-United Nations Human Rights Office luthi ele-Israel lephule imithetho yokuhlasela izitha kulandela ukubomba kwalo ezinye izakhiwo eGaza okubulawa abantu abafika amakhulu amabili 200. Luthi ele Israel lahlasela mahlayana izikolo, izindlu zabantu, umkambo kanye nendawo yeziphepheli kusukela nyakenye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Weziphathelane le-Melika.
Saka 19 Hlangula elemelika lilekhefu eleziwa ngokuthi yi-June 10th okulusuku lapho kwamiswa khona ukugqili kuleli lizwe ngomnyaka ka-1865. Kumkhankaso walonyaka okhetho lukamongameli welemelika bonke uJoe Biden noDonald Trump badinga usekelo lwabansundu ngalolu suku. Intelezindaba ye-VOA Scott Stens usipha lolu daba eliluqoqelwe yimi uDaba Kancube oweStudio 7. Umongameli Joe Biden uphathe umkhosi wokuhlabela kunanzwa ikhefu le-June 10th esikodlweni se-White House.
Our history is not just about the past, it's about our present and our future.
Imbali yethu ayigxilanga endulo kuphela, ikhangela njalo namhla lakusasa. Ikusasa leMelika ngelomuntu wonke hatshi abalutshwane.
UBiden uthe aphikisana labo kwezombusazwe bazama ukuguqula imbali yelizwe.
Izifo zakudala ezizama ukubisela emuva bavimba inkululeko yenu besenza kube nzima ukuthi abansundu bevote kumbe ukuthi ivoti yabo ilethe umahluko bavimba amathuba behlasela ukuthiyana kwabantu lokuphatheka kwabo.
Umkhankaso kaDonald Trump wabumba iqembu labansundu elimsekelayo eleBlack Americans for Trump ngomgqibelo ngesikhathi ezama ukufinyelela abansundu kwenye inkonzo yeMichigan.
It's a very important area for us. We've done more for, and I say this, I say it proudly.
Indawo eqakathekileyo kithi. Sesenze okuningi, ngiyaziqhenya ngalokhu. Ngoba sesithuthukise abansundu ukwedlula abakhokheli bonke babuya ngemva kwa-Abraham Lincoln. Ngumbiko omkhulu lowo.
Uthe abavoti abansundu balahlekelwa imisebenzi ngenxa yalabo athe ngabokuza abangekho emthethweni abayizigidi lezigidi.
Every state is a border state. You've heard that.
Isigaba singingasinye silomngcele lakuzwa lokhu kodwa bayangena endaweni zenu njalo bathatha imisebenzi yenu kuphambanisa abansundu bemelika kanye lobuhlobo lwe-Spanish.
UTrump uthi izigaba zabansundu zilinyazwa ikwanda kobugebengu phansi kukaBiden.
The crime is most rampant right here and in African American communities, and more people see me and they say, "Sir, we want protection."
Udalo kwamacala kuvame kakhulu lapha la kwezinye izigaba zabansundu. Abanenxa kushangana lami bathi badinga ukuvikelwa. Sifuna amapolisa asivikele. Asifuna ukujontshelwa, ukutshaywa kumbe ubulawa ngoba sifuna ukukhululeka ukuhamba emgwaqweni sisiyathenga isinkwa.
Imbiko yohlangothi lwe-FBI iveza ukuthi inani lamacala odlakela lehlile elizweni kugoqela emadolobheni amancane kanye lamakhulu. UBiden uthi abavoti abansundu yibo abenza wakhethwa kukhetho olwedluleyo njalo udinga usizo lwabo njalo.
As Black Americans voted, Kamala and I are President and Vice President of the United States because of you.
Ngenxa yokuvota kwabansundu beMelika, thina lo Kamala singumongameli lomsekeli kamongameli weMelika. Kungenxa yenu lokhu. Alisilo haba ngoba lavota. UDonald Trump ngowayengumongameli unqotshiweyo njalo ngevoti lenu kumnyaka ka-2024 zakwenza ukuthi uDonald Trump anqotshwe njalo.
Kukhetho olwedluleyo abavoti abansundu abayisilinganiso sokuyisitshiyangalombili ekhulwini kuphela bakhetha uTrump. Ucwaningo lwePew Research Polling luthi umkhankaso walonyaka uveza ukuthi abavoti abansundu abayisilinganiso sokulitshumi lasitshiyangalombili ekhulwini 18% basekela uTrump, okulinani elilakho ukuletha umahluko ezigabeni ezingathathi cele ezigoqela iMichigan. Udaba lolu luqoqwe nguScott Stearns, intatheli zindaba ye-VOA, lalwethulelwa yimi uDaba Kancube owe-Studio 7.
Kusigaba sabadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe, namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Alphonse Fuyana odabuka eKezi osebenza kwele South Africa. Uxoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Ufuna lijaha nje elizikhulele emaphandleni, elithanda isiko, elithanda into zomdabu, elithanda abantu bakubo abesintwini esindebeleni, elithanda futhi ngathi ukukhuphula nje isizwe lapho kuhlangene khona abantu bakithi, noma ngezemidlalo, noma ngezokuloba izingwalo, noma ngezokuzithuthukisa ezabelweni lami ngithola khona, kungakhathalekile ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe Chezi kumbe la ngizalwa khona kumbe ngabe Plumtree kumbe ngabe ngaphi, esokube ngabantu bakithi befuna ingqubekela phambili ngizibandakanya la.
Singathi-ke kuyinokwenzela uzulu wena ngokwakho silubona ukuthi lapha abantu ngiyabazama lapha.
Esengikwenzile kakhulu ebantwini ukuthi ngibavuselele ugqozi lokuthanda isizwe sabo, ngibavuselele futhi ukuthi bangameli ukuthi uhulumeni kube nguye obasizayo, lo abekuphi komhlaba, lo abakhona apha eGoli eSouth Africa, lo abase ekhaya le komthwaka zeZimbabwe, uthi ma ukuthi kunesikole esakhiwayo abavuye bazenzele into yabo nala eGoli futhi sibenzele babe nama-communities abangaphila ngaphansi kwawo, ukuthi noma sebenezinkinga bakwazi ukuthi hayi sizathinta uzibani lobani nathinta ubani lobani sithole isisombululo kule enkingeni esilazo.
Nxa sisikhangela khonokho kuye ukhuluma ngakho ukuthi uyancedisa izakhamizi, uncedisa abantu, kuyinokubambekayo sile singathi lapha wakutshaya sibele kuzo
ekuvuseleleni isiko lakithi lapha eGoli sabandakanya kudala nabobaba uGumede la uba wunga kutho mabhena sihambela abantu futhi siyohlangana namakhosi esizwe sala eSouth Africa ekukakhuluma ngabe kuhlanganiswe sokuphakama inzondo yezinobhiya sihamba silamulela abantu singena emahostel sihlangana nenduna eziphethona lawo amabutho abe evusa udlame emphakathini noma emalokishini okufana nakwe-district siye siye futhi uma izinobhiya sivukile sikethe futhi sihambe siyohlangana namakhosi omdaba khona beSouth Africa ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi isizwe sakithi samaNdebele sinoma usitresa usiyemuva sadabuka khonapha so kuba lula ukuthi amakhosi lawo asizwisise mase sikhuluma ukuthi hayi phela lapha silahlekile kodwa nampa abantu abenu bayasitshaya bayasibhonya cela lisivikele siye langale ngakithi ekhaya kwathiwa amabholoho laphana esigabeni esingaphansi kwenduna ufuyana ingwe eminyama kamzilikazi ufuyana ekwakhela amabholoho besigqugquzela izakhamizi ukuthi abantu abakhiphe izimali bekhonapha egoli kwakhiwa ibholoho laphana edamu lakwendabani kwakhiwa futhi amanye amabholoho ngaphesheya ngaphansi kwenduna unyanga zonke endaweni okuthiwa kusemalindi besibagqugquzela abantu laphana nekwakheni kwamaklinikhi khona ezamanyoni kwakhiwa iklinikhi siyabagqugquzela abantu njalo kuzogujwa le damu lizogijwa kukhitshwe imihlabathi so ngathi entweni nje ezengqubekela phambili nokuthi abantu bakithi babe nobumbano.
Lo mnumzana Alphonse Fuyana odabuka eKezi osebenza kwele South Africa obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 eseJohannesburg. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli be Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Studio 7. Siyabingelela kubasakazi bonke labalaleli be Studio 7. Lo okhulumayo ngumandla uPostal Emithi Lukala. Mina bengicela nje ukudlulisa nje message yami ukuthi yefika lapha kupresident wakithi Mnangagwa ukuthi njengoba ubonile ukhetho leSouth Africa ukuthi lihambe njani besicela kuye nangokuzayo ukuthi uma kwenziwa ukhetho ehambise njengokuba uhambile la eSouth Africa sizange sibone thina lana kusiba nemikhuba yasekhaya lapho sicela ukuthi ahloniphe amalungelo abantu alolu khetho elizabe selukhona sicela ukuthi abantu bevote ngokukhululekileyo.
Salibonani, injani, lonke ngezindawo ngezindawo okhulumayo nguCornelius okwancube enkaya esihlengeni uDambu Chabuzo ugatsha kuphi umfana omfitshane omnyama okuhlala ngisendaweni yaseGoli ngapha. Thanda ukubingelela bonke abantu nje isihlobo zami umama wami ngiqala nje ngomama wami kakhulu uMamsendo oluphasha ngiyambingelela mambano ngithi unjani lapha esihlengeni bingelela umntanami uMinenhle uMasidambe ulaphana enkaya bingelela uThandeka uMachabuza laphana endaweni yaseGoli eyuveli ngibingelele nje wonke umuntu nje ngiyazibingelela lonke ngifisela impilo ende ngithi asiqhubekeni sikhuleke konke kuzoze kube right.
Sanibonani Studio 7 ayayaya thina sesiluphalele eGoli kade sabuye eGoli sesilama 60 something years azilungi izinto kukade kuzingalungi lomnankagwa lowo noma uthaya ngathethi zosamthethisa thina sibili sifele eGoli sinokuhamba siyehlala phansi emakhaya thina sesiyine ukuthi sisebenze ebalungwini kade sasebenza sikhathele umnankagwa lowo akalungi silizwe leli igaba lami ngudorothi Ndlela yimi ngikhulumayo lapha.
Linjani balandeli beStudio 7 gama ayanda Nguluze ngibuyelwa Gweru ngikhuluma ngiseSouth Africa. Uhulumende weZANU-PF kakayenza iplan ngoba izifuyo yibhenki yethu eZimbabwe akula mabhenki sithembele ezifuyweni ngathi sinje siseSouth Africa zibuhlungu ngesigameko lesi esenzakalayo. Ngiyabonga
Studio 7 kuncedo salifuna kakhulu ngapha eZimbabwe la indlala isikhalisa enzima le government yethu ayibusi kahle lapha siyalamba manje izulu alinanga. Sicela utshintsho kube notshintsho lapha kutshintshwe lapha kutholakale umuntu osesindebeleni kumbe osesikhalangeni ongabusi ilizwe leli siyalamba lo mbuso wakhona noma sihamba esaba ukuthi kona ukhuluma ukuthi wona ngwayiphi phathi ovuze ucatsha so igama ngu-John Mbisi.
Labo ke ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo lani lakho kusithumela eyenu imbono kunombolo ezithi +12024650318 nxa njalo lifuna ukuthunyelwa inhlelo zethu ngeWhatsApp fakani sicelo kunombolo zona lezo ezithi 2024650318 ku-Live Talk lamhla ke sixoxa ngokugcotshwa kukamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa weSouth Africa. silugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotendane kuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.